Welcome to Building Reddit. I'm your host, Ryan H. Lewis. Employees are the lifeblood of any company, and it's important that the pipeline of new people joining is kept fresh and vibrant as the company matures. At Reddit, emerging talent is one of the main teams that ensures we recruit the best of the best from universities. And Dietrich Franklin, the manager of that team, is at the center of it all. He's overseen the creation of emerging talent at Reddit and its expansion. For this first episode of a special two-part series of Building Reddit, we're going to hear from him about how the program was developed, what interns and new hires can expect, and about his personal journey from engineering to recruiting. In the next part, we'll be hearing from current interns and new hires, so make sure you listen to that after this episode. And now, here's the interview. Hi, Dietrich. Thanks for being on the podcast. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dietrich Franklin. I am the manager of the emerging talent team here at Reddit, and I'm so happy to be here with you, Ryan.
Glad to have you here. Thank you so much. Very interested to find out more information about what you do and the program at Reddit. But first, I did look up some of your background, and I see that you used to be in engineering with two degrees in mechanical engineering.
That's true.
What made you want to change your career to focus on this early talent recruitment?
Well, first, I will say shout out to all the mechies out there. You know who you are. We're the best engineering there ever is, was, or will be. Every other engineering person is probably like completely over me at this point. They're like, you're already starting off on the wrong foot. But yes, I do have two degrees in mechanical engineering. Shout out to the Pitt Panthers and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Forever a Panther, forever a Yellow Jacket. Hell of an engineer. Okay. What made me change my career from engineering into early talent recruitment? Well, the biggest thing was that as an engineer, especially in an oil and gas industry, the industry had been around for so long, I didn't see other engineers that looked like me. There were not many Black engineers, especially in my company, in my department, even on my teams, right? And so that was a challenge in and of itself, always having to be sort of a representation for a community where a community is not a monolith, right? And then I personally did 4 internships at the company I was at, Chevron Corporation. Shout out to them. So I did 4 internships with them. So I was very connected to their internship program. So I started full time. The team that hired interns would not let me get away from the intern program. They're like, nope, you know exactly what to do. You need to be a mentor. You need to help us plan events. We really want you to stay connected. And I didn't mind it, right? Like these were peers, basically. These are students that were like a year behind me or a couple years behind. So really wanted to give good advice on how to succeed in their internship, how to secure a full-time offer at a company, and then, you know, negotiate how much they can get. But I also enjoy just planning the events for them and helping create an experience that, you know, I might not have had, but I know one could be beneficial for them and their search for an early career place or an early career employer. And also, it just was fun. It was really, really fun. So I did try to switch internally. Chevron was like, wait a minute, we take you to be an engineer. What are you doing? So I had to leave and Lyft took a chance on me. And I became a university recruiter for them back in 2019.
So there's a difference between university recruiting and industry recruiting.
A big difference.
What is that?
Well, you know, I would say the first thing really is the volume. And any university recruiter, any early talent, emerging talent, whatever your team wants to call it at your company, you all know the volume is insane. We have thousands, literally thousands of applicants for any given role. For context, Reddit, this is the first time we've had a social media intern. And when we posted the role, we had it open for 1 week. 1,300 applicants in 7 days. And that's on the business side. You could only imagine what it is on the tech side. So, you know, application volume is one of the big differences between university and industry recruiting. So the type of candidate profile is different, right? But university recruiting, you're mostly focused on students that are going to two-year, four-year accredited universities or colleges within, you know, the country of choice. We specifically focus on the United States. And then you're targeting, you know, students that are sophomores, juniors, maybe seniors going to get another degree, right? An advanced degree, but you're hoping to recruit them into an internship position, which is, you know, a shorter truncated time frame at a company versus industry profiles, which are usually more senior tenured employees that have years of experience, knowledge, and you're recruiting them into what you hope to be a more permanent role in your company. And then lastly, I would say the engagement is different, right? For university recruiting before pre-COVID, you know, the engagement was really about going to campus, going to a career fair or a conference, partnering with nonprofits and getting in front of students to encourage them, excite them, inspire them to really join your organization. Whereas on industry recruiting, you're doing cold calls or cold email reach outs based on you searching a person's profile. And you're also selling them the opportunity. You're telling them what's interesting about the company, why they should join the company, how they're the best fit for the role. Whereas with students, you know, a lot of it is driven by them. Like, they already have their interest. They know why they want to come to your company. So they want to meet you and understand, like, who are you? What's the culture like? Why should I be here? Versus the industry recruiting, it can be pretty transactional. It's like, okay, cool. I'm the right person for the role. I like the company values. Now let's talk money. And one thing about university recruiting, it's less negotiations for sure. You don't have to do a lot of negotiation with salaries with students.
Okay, so you're manager of emerging talent at Reddit. Tell me about that whole thing. What are you the manager of? How does it function at Reddit?
Yeah, so emerging talent at Reddit, it's evolved over the years, right? We started off as university programs. And that started in 2018 when a team in the talent acquisition organization just wanted to bring in interns into Reddit and bring in some new grads. So they went out to a conference, I believe Grace Hopper conference, put on by the N2B organization. And they recruited, you know, students for internships and new grads. And then over time, university programs had just been focused on the internship program. Going out to universities, bringing them to Reddit's office, they complete their internship, giving them a full-time job at the end of their internship until post-COVID, where it started to expand, right? So university programs used to be a team of one. It would just be one person recruiting students into all these different roles across multiple business functions, such as like software engineering, data science, you know, communications, marketing, all of that good stuff. And it has transitioned into now a team. So a small but mighty team of three, where we have multiple programs under the emerging talent umbrella. So not just our internship program, but kicking off and starting a new grad program this year for our interns that convert into new grads, but also a fellowship program, specifically with Howard University, which is an HBCU or historically Black college and university in the Washington, D.C. area. So emerging talent has grown, I will say. We evolved from university programs, which is what started at Reddit, into emerging talent and having a suite of programs to offer for our interns.
So clearly, as it's expanding because it's being successful. It's helping Reddit. Reddit's mission, kind of the company mission, is to provide community belonging and empowerment to everyone in the world. So how does emerging talent help Reddit with that mission?
That is a great question. Well, first I would say that mission is very, very lofty. I tell people all the time, like, everyone in the world, that is like 8 billion people now. You know, that's a lot of people. But our emerging talent, we also have a mission. So our mission is to recruit and retain exceptional and diverse early talent professionals that will help Reddit achieve its mission of community, belonging, empowerment to everyone in the world. So when it comes to our programs, you know, we help to bring in a different generation into an organization that comes in from differing backgrounds and differing perspectives to really help Reddit understand how can we continue to build community amongst a plethora of, you know, areas, geographic locations, demographics. How can we help people to understand what belonging is on a platform, especially from a different generation? They have a unique way of engaging with Reddit to create their own sense of belonging. So they bring that perspective to the company. And then, you know, we empower them and encourage them in their job to do their best work and be their best self. And so that only helps to translate into the mission of how they can help empower, you know, Redditors find the community for them.
That's cool. What are some of the impacts that emerging talent has already had at Reddit so far?
Yes, impacts. Well, you know, the program has grown. So we've seen growth in the program. That's a big impact, right? Because then it means that we're helping to build diverse representation into Reddit's full-time workforce. And specifically, we've seen the representation of our internship class grow and continue to improve over time to where this year, we've reached over 50% women in tech. We're around 72%, which is like, whoa, it's a year of women for internship program. But we've also maintained a double-digit percent representation for our Black, African-American populations, our Hispanic, Latinx populations. And so really seeing the impact from bringing in these exceptional and diverse early talent professionals into Reddit's overall workforce. And then outside of that, right, like they've been able to bring different ideas. They work on actual projects. You'll hear more about it later, you know, but they work on challenging projects that help make Reddit better. It adds value to Reddit and it really helps Reddit make something that people love. So I think there's been quite a bit of impact from the emerging talent perspective, for sure.
That's awesome. Okay, so I know that you've got three programs under emerging talent now.
We do.
I want to get some more details on each one of these. So you mentioned the intern program is kind of what was there before, but
yes.
tell me about the intern program.
Yeah, so Reddit's internship program is pretty typical to what you may see from other companies in the tech industry, right? We typically go out and recruit students from U.S. or American colleges and universities. They're usually juniors at the time that we recruit them, so that way we can convert them into full-time employees post their internship because they would only have to go back for one season. Our program is a 12-week long program where each intern receives a manager and a mentor. They work on challenging projects. We also build our program around our mission, the community belonging empowerment. So when we talk about community, we focus on how do we make sure that our interns, who we colloquially call snooterns, are able to build a sense of community amongst themselves, right? How do you get to know your other or your fellow snooterns, really build camaraderie so that way you feel like you're a part of a program, a part of an experience? And then when we think about belonging for our program, you know, we focus on making sure that they understand that they are full-time employees. You know, some places interns may be contingent workers or contractors, but not here at Reddit. you're a full-time employee, you're expected to do full-time employee work, but it helps to make sure that you get access to appropriate systems. You also are able to engage with our full-time employees and, you know, more important meetings, but also fun events, right? Events put on by our employee resource groups or ERGs, our experience team, really helping them to understand, like, we want you to feel like you belong at Reddit. Yes, you're a SNU intern, but we hope to convert you into a SNU graduate that becomes a SNU, right? Like, you become a SNU. And then when we think about empowerment, it's really around making sure that we give them the best work to help them succeed in their careers, providing them with the resources and experience in order to excel in their emerging career. And whether that's making sure that they have a manager and a mentor, they have appropriate onboarding docs, or they understand what the evaluation process is, so that way they know, like, okay, this is how I'm being evaluated. This is the work that they expect me to do in my internship. And I'm empowered, I'm inspired to get this work done and be an awesome, you know, intern or SNUtern at Reddit. So that's a little bit about our internship program. I mean, we do pay a competitive salary, just in case people are listening. Yeah, and we pay well. And you do get access to, you know, our company holidays and our SNU days, which are like wellness days. But we also put on events, our team, especially out in the community, right? As we think about community and being a flexible first workforce, we have interns that are located in San Francisco and in New York City, also fully remote. And so how do we make sure that the experience is equitable across all those differing locations? So we work with vendors to put on events that we can replicate across 3 locations, New York, SF, and remote. And you'll learn a little bit more about that too. But yes, that is our internship program in a nutshell, I would say.
And there's swag as well?
Of course. How could I forget about the swag? Thank you, Ryan. See, Ryan, you're making sure that everyone knows what's really important for an internship program is you come into an internship program and you don't get no merch.
Yeah.
That does not an internship program make. So yes, of course we have merch. I hear merch is the new word among Generation Z. Instead of swag, they now say merch. So we give out free merch, right? Right, it's free for them. But yes, we have plenty of swag and merch. We have a welcome kit that we give out that our marketing team, shout out to Orange Bread. They help us to design and the interns loved it this year. I loved it too. I was like, oh, look this way. And then we have stuff for upcoming National Intern Day. I'm excited for them to receive that. They don't know it's good stuff. I already got it myself. And yeah, merch is definitely important. Very important part of the internship.
So you did mention that the internship program focuses on U.S. universities and Reddit has offices kind of around the world at this point.
Yeah, we are global.
Are there any plans to kind of expand that to other universities around the world?
That's a wonderful question. So we do have plans to expand globally, but we have to make sure that we align with business needs and business drivers in those emerging markets, right? We did a pilot last year. We actually did hire an intern in the EMEA region in Dublin specifically, and they converted into a new grad. So excited for them to join us actually in a couple of weeks. As a new grad, very, very excited. But right now, we had to bring it back into the U.S. to make sure that we were able to, our theme for this year is standardized for sustainability, right? So making sure that we understand how to effectively run a well-oiled machine within the United States before branching back out globally. And as we think about global, you know, we're going to be thinking about the EMEA market, more than likely expand in North America first. So going up to either Canada or maybe even down to Mexico, and then we'll see where we go overseas. I'm excited for that, but yeah, a little bit down the ways.
It'll be some international travel for you.
I know, right? Could you imagine me going over to Amsterdam or London? What?
That'd be great. Cool. Okay. So that's the internship program. Since we're talking about internship program, let's go into the, tell me about the new grad program next.
Okay. So our new grad program is kicking off this year. And the biggest driver for that was because, you know, we were a team of one. Reddit has slowly grown from university programs into emerging talent. And so as we would grow, we really would focus on the internship program. And then we would convert these interns into new grads that would start full-time at Reddit, but we didn't have any necessary support for them from the emerging talent team. You know, the new grads are like, wait a minute, you know me.
Yeah.
And they're like, why are you guys staying in touch with me, you know, in our first year? And so one of the biggest drivers for me was just making sure that we had a way to support their college corporate transition.
Cool.
Is what I called it, right? Like being able to provide them with resources in their first year in a corporation so that way they can adjust to life outside of college because it's completely different from the real world. You and I both know. Yep. And easily adjust into what it's like to be somebody working in a corporate environment, right? So we hired a senior program manager who joined us. She's amazing, Ashley, and she is our program manager for the new grad program. Our theme and our pillars for the new grad program are to showcase, enrich, and retain. And so when we think about showcase, it's really how do we show the business the value that this emerging talent is bringing to Reddit? How do we see the awesome ideas that they're able to create and hopefully, you know, implement or push out or ship to Redditors? How do we make sure that they're being highlighted amongst the company as like new talent coming in and bringing a new perspective? And then when we think about enriching them, you know, we want to enrich them with technical enrichment. Really helping them get adjusted to the technical requirements of the job, right? So could we provide any trainings? Is there a way that we can figure out what they're interested in, right? I think AI, machine learning, that's a new hot thing, right? With ChatGPT and stuff. So really being able to give them access to that type of learning if they're not already in that role. So that way we enrich them and the work that they're doing here at Reddit and the skills that they're building, right? We really want to make sure that we help them build skills in their emerging career. And then finally, as we think about retention or retain, we really want to retain them. You know, you don't want to put all this effort, energy, capital into bringing them in as an intern, converting them into a new grad, and then losing them to potentially a big competitor. You know, within a year or so, it's like, how do we make sure your experience at Reddit is one where you want to stay? So our retention is focused around sort of like the community aspect where we're hosting events to help them get to know each other as new grads, get to know their environment because some of them have relocated to cities, really building a sense of camaraderie and them being a new grad or a new graduate at Reddit, and then making sure that that helps to retain them at least for like 2-3 years, you know, into the mid-career is what I want to do.
That's great. Okay. You also mentioned that there is, as a part of emerging talent, we have a fellowship with Howard University. So tell me how that, maybe how that came about and then how that works.
Yes, yes. So our diversity, inclusion, and belonging organization at Reddit, we call it DIB. Our DIB leader, Christina, she wanted to figure out a way to help bring more underrepresented talent into our internship population, right? Our pipeline for the internship program, or even just into Reddit, right? How do we create that pipeline for underrepresented talent into Reddit? And so with her contact at Howard University, she reached out to them just to think about, is there a way that we can create a new pipeline coming into Reddit? And from that, sponsored or initiated the first iteration of the fellowship program. And the biggest difference between our internship and fellowship program is that, one, we partner with Howard University, HBCU in Washington, D.C., but also, in addition to that practical experience that you get being an intern at Reddit and getting to work on projects, there's an educational component as well, where we work with Howard to develop a curriculum. A part of their curriculum for the season is actually taught by Reddit faculty, quote unquote. As we don't pay them to be faculty, they aren't paid by Howard, but the Reddit faculty actually teaches them skills that they can use for their internship. So they're learning about TypeScript, they're learning about React, they're learning about building web apps, they're also learning about professional development and preparing yourself for the job market, right? So being able to understand how to complete a technical interview, how to be a professional leader. They're learning about management and professional management in engineering. So understanding and demystifying what that is in terms of their projects and what engineering can be for their emerging career. So really the fellowship program is a way to combine an educational experience that Reddit has some level of influence on, right, what they're learning, with the practical experience of the work that they're doing for Reddit.
Are there any desires to kind of grow that either at Howard University or with other universities?
Yeah, there's desires from both ends. So Howard definitely wants to grow it, right? Okay. Howard was like, how do we get 5, 10, 15 students into the fellowship program? It's like, whoa. We got to make sure that we see the iterations are running smoothly, right? That they're sustainable. You know, that's my theme, standardized for sustainability. But also we'd be interested in seeing what we could do with other universities, maybe other HBCUs or HSIs, Hispanic Serving Institutions. Also looking at, could we transition this from a program that brings in juniors at the junior level, but more so sophomores, right? Giving sophomores an experience and an internship where they're learning, because some of the subject matter that's being taught to be really relevant to them as they enter their careers, but also getting exposure to what it's like to be an engineer at a company without having the burden of like, oh, I got to sign me a job and I got to convert into a new grad, right? So it's a way of tapping into underrepresented talent early on in their undergraduate career. But giving them the right exposure so that way they can really excel when it's time for like their internship portion. Because a lot of internship programs, surprisingly, are asking students to have previous experience. It's like, oh, a previous internship would be amazing. But then they don't offer sophomore engineering internships or sophomore internships in general. So it's like, where are they going to get the previous experience from? Going to give that to them and make that a requirement for your internship program. And funny enough, you know, it's not a requirement for Reddit, but it is a nice to have. It is a nice to have. So as I think about like, oh, it's a nice to have, maybe we should also try to offer that as something for sophomores. So then they do have it and they can just convert into interns at Reddit.
That is a very good thought process. I feel like maybe that's a little bit of your engineering coming out. It's like, how can we engineer this program to be better and get people
early. I know. Get them early, the early ID.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, my goal is like get them as a sophomore. They come in for, you know, fellowship or even an internship, convert them into a return intern, then convert them into a new grad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
that's great.
Cool. That's my pipeline. That would be amazing.
That's awesome. Okay. So emerging talent is still growing. You've got all these exciting things happening, including the new grad program, which just started this year. Yes. What are some things in the future that you're really excited about?
Yeah, I mean, for emerging talent, especially at Reddit, I'm really excited to see where our team can grow, and you know, one, if our team can grow to you know, scale with the growth of the program. So looking into an apprenticeship program where we bring in talent that's coming from unconventional backgrounds, right? Either boot camps or they're self-taught. These could be career switchers, people who are interested in being a software engineer, but don't really have the capabilities to get past the barrier of access that a university or a college may create. You know, a four-year college can be expensive, especially in the United States. So going to a six-month boot camp or a 12-month boot camp could be a lot more affordable, but really creating opportunities for people in those scenarios or situations where they can access these opportunities a lot easier, reduce the barrier that they have to get past to get these opportunities. So thinking about an apprenticeship program, we're also thinking about, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but international expansion, right? How can we expand internationally? I would love to go overseas, but also understanding what that landscape is like in terms of emerging and early talent, because it is different from how the United States does it. I hear that internships could be a year long overseas sometimes.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, it's a long internship.
Yeah, totally.
Right. And then also just thinking about other types of programs that we can bring in, MBAs. You know, when you think about product management, people really want them to have that technical experience, but also that business focused mindset. So could we do an MBA program? Could we also think about our early ID program, like I said, with the fellowship, maybe transitioning the fellowship into an early ID program? And then outside industry trends, I'm also seeing companies start to think about returnships, which is where people have been in their careers, but they had to leave their careers for situations that happened in their lives for an extended period of time. And now they're looking to return back into their career, and how can companies help them to achieve that goal? But these are all things, you know, long-term planning of the roadmap. We put it in there as like ambition and just see what we can pick up and actually execute.
Sounds very exciting. Tell me, if someone's interested in getting involved with any of the, I guess, emerging talent programs, how would they get into that?
Great question. They would head over to one of two places. You could go to redditinc.com/careers. There are links on there that ask if you're interested in our fellowship, internship, or new grad opportunities. Click here. And that will take you to the other place that you could also just head to yourself, what would be our Ripple Match page. So we have a partnership with Ripple Match, and we use that to recruit for and engage with early and emerging talent for Reddit.
And that would be for like the internship program, right?
No, the Ripple Match would be for all of it. It would be for all of it. So our fellowship positions are posted on there. Our internship positions are posted on there. And if we have new grad, external new grad positions, they would also be posted on there. So it's for all things emerging talent at Reddit.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much, Dietrich, for giving us all this information. You got me excited about it. I wish I could go back through college again and join Reddit through the Emerging Talent Program. So
me too.
Yeah. Thanks for all the info. And thanks so much for sharing on the podcast.
Thank you.
Now that we've gotten you interested in the Emerging Talent Program at Reddit, make sure to listen to the next episode to hear from interns and new grads that are currently in the program. So what did you think? Does it sound cool to build Reddit, one of the largest sites on the internet? If so, check out our open positions at www.redditinc.com/careers. And to get more behind the scenes info, check out Reddit's engineering blog at reddit.com/r/redditeng. And that's it for now. See you in the next episode of Building Reddit. Building Reddit is an official podcast from Reddit. This episode was produced by Dietrich Franklin and Ryan H. Lewis. Thanks for listening.